Proclamation number 8506, dated the May 23rd, 1963. Ascension of Christ. The time of my visual existence for people on earth came to an end when I ascended to heaven. For I had fulfilled the mission as a human being and finally gave my disciples and those who believed in me as the Son of God a last sign which should strengthen their faith. I showed myself to them once more and demonstrated to them my divinity by way of visibly ascending to heaven, which they were only allowed to observe due to their strength of faith and which, in turn, should provide them with great strength for their further mission, to proclaim me and my gospel throughout the world. No evidence can be provided for my ascension either, and yet it took place before the eyes of those who were completely devoted to me. For my ascension no longer compelled them into believing. They had recognized me and no longer doubted anything, but they had also been initiated into the most profound knowledge by me, and therefore I was able to ascend before their eyes as a last sign of my might and glory, which occurred and could occur visibly because I gave my own exceptional strength for this experience. However, it was only a process which will be experienced by every soul that perfects itself on earth once it leaves its body and then enters spiritual realms in radiant light which, however, will remain concealed from the human eye. But it glides up into the kingdom which is its true home. Evidence of this should also be given to people even though it will not be acknowledged by still immature people who have not achieved any kind of spiritualization. The ascension of Jesus will remain a myth to people as long as they have not penetrated spiritual knowledge, because something unusual had taken place which in fact only my followers were allowed to experience. However, it will no longer be doubted as soon as the human being's soul has acquired a certain degree of maturity where nothing will be disbelieved anymore due to the realization that nothing is impossible to God. With Jesus' ascension the act of salvation was concluded. I had descended to earth and returned to my kingdom again which I nevertheless had never left, for I was and am everywhere. But I had taken abode in a human form so as to be visible to you humans, and therefore I also ascended visibly again in order to then always and forever remain visible to everything I created for the sake of its beatitude. My own stayed behind and felt lonely and abandoned as I disappeared from their sight, yet they were embodied by my spirit and clearly recognized their mission now, and they felt impelled by the Spirit to carry out the task with which I sent them to all nations on earth. For this reason I let them experience the extraordinary event which was the final miracle on earth that completed my earthly progress. For they needed much strengthening of faith since their contact with me had, after all, resulted in a certain amount of dependence which they still had to overcome. And thus every one of my disciples time and again was able to recollect the final events in order to then do my will with wholehearted enthusiasm. Yet I remained with them in spirit, and throughout their activity for me they were frequently allowed to hear my words which revealed my presence to them, so that their love for me grew ever deeper and thus their knowledge increased to the same extent, and with it their ability to work for me. I had redeemed people's immense guilt of sin through my act of salvation, and humanity had to be informed of this which could only happen again through human beings who themselves had experienced me and my crucifixion. Now they could proclaim the purest truth about this great act of compassion, and thus especially my first disciples were unusually strengthened and equipped for their mission. I had personally been able to teach and prepare them for their task in advance and I had extraordinarily strengthened their faith, although they kept their freedom of will. However, their love for me and their way of life permitted my additional gift for their office, that the whole of humankind should be informed of this occurrence which had originated from the divine sphere for the sake of people, and thus I required appropriate servants and messengers to spread this information. And these had to be able to support with full conviction what they were teaching. Their love had enabled them to cope with unusual experiences and to eagerly bear witness of everything to their fellow human beings as well. But this knowledge of my act of salvation will always necessitate a certain degree of love in order to be accepted and believed. Yet a loving person will be infused by my spirit and guided into every truth, as I myself have proclaimed. Amen.